This is Earth and Sky for Sunday, January 4th, the day of Earth's perihelion, or closest point to the sun for this year.
Our exact closest point comes today at about 6 p.m. in London. That's early afternoon on the U.S. East Coast, early morning today in Hawaii. We're now 147 million kilometers from the sun, or about 91 million miles. Since it's now winter in the northern hemisphere, you know our distance from the sun doesn't cause the seasons.
Instead, the seasons result from Earth's tilt on its axis with respect to our orbit around the sun. This tilt causes Earth's northern and southern halves to change places in receiving the sun's rays most directly. A listener writes, I understand Earth's distance from the sun doesn't cause the seasons, but are our northern winters warmer because they come when we're closest to the sun?
The change in distance is small, only a little more than 2% of Earth's average distance from the sun. Also, Earth's atmosphere helps insulate the planet, and that mostly wipes out any temperature difference from one part of our orbit to the next. Finally, the southern hemisphere has a greater ratio of ocean to land. The oceans have a moderating effect, so the southern hemisphere winters are a little milder than ours, not colder, even though they come when Earth is farthest from the sun.
With thanks to the National Science Foundation, I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.